schießt, dann stirbst du nicht. Friday morning, I went to the hospital to visit the Rosenstocks, and they came out of the NICU, and Mordechai saw me and he started to cry, and he told me he's crying because so many people have showed concern and the outpouring of care was overwhelming for him. And everyone who's here tonight is here because they care. And I'm sure that if Mordechai was here, he'd be crying again. When I left the hospital, so I went over to Mrs. Fischhoff and I said to her, if there's anything that I could do, just let me know. But I felt like the words, as they came out of my mouth, they rang empty. Because what could I possibly do? What could anyone do? I'm not a doctor. I don't know any of the doctors in Ein Karim. And even though the family has expressed how much they appreciate everyone stepping in with food and taking care of the children, and all that is very much appreciated, but it doesn't help Feige have refuah shleima. I'm sure that many of us are here because we want to know what we can do. And a lot over Shabbos, I've been thinking about it, and I think that there is something that we can do. Chazal and Ovis speak about an inyan, the inyan of being noisei ba'oil im chaveroi. Being noisei ba'oil. And what does it mean to be noisei ba'oil? I don't think that it means just to feel and to care and to share in the pain. That's not it. The altar in Chochmah Musa writes that it's not enough. So what could we do? And for sure it's a very big thing to feel someone else's pain, to share that feeling. Bifrat in our generation where people are so devoid of feeling. And there's been a spike of incidents of teenagers that they cut themselves because they want to feel something. I spoke with therapists who explained to me that people today have such a hard time with feelings that just the fact that there's a feeling for them is a thrill. So for sure to feel for someone else is a tremendous thing. But I don't think that that's enough to be niskayim, that we should be makayim noise ba'olim chaveroi. What does it mean under these circumstances? When I went on Friday to the hospital, I brought a friend of mine who went through a similar incident. His daughter fell from 3 stories high, and she spent quite a while in Ein Karim, the very same NICU, the very same doctors. And he spoke to them and gave them encouragement. And for him, it was very emotional to be back there, to go through the entire thing. And as he left, he turned to me and he said, that when it happened to him, he said to himself, this happened because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something from me. Hashem wants something from me. And I knew deep down in my heart that there was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. It's a very hard thing for a person to look at himself and to say Hashem wants something. So, but I had to do that. And I had to go through that process. and I had to make changes in my life. And he did it. And at the time, the doctors told him his daughter will never walk. His daughter will never talk. And Baruch Hashem, his daughter, she walked all the way from my house to Nachlaot when they came to eat for us, by us Friday night. His daughter's in school. And he told me that under the circumstances, there is something that it has to happen. A change that has to happen in order, Beis Hashem, for us to be able to evoke Rachamei Shemayim. And I believe that Pinyoseh Ba'olam Chaveroi, under these circumstances, means the following thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something from the Rosenstock family. And to Pinyoseh Ba'ol means to say, I am the Rosenstock family. This is my family. This is my brother. This is my sister. This is my niece. Hashem is talking to me. I am going to share the burden of making that change in my life, of bringing out the Rachamei Shamayim, because I have something I have to do to be Megalak Voit Shamayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants something from us. If we want to be Noisei Ba'ol, we have to do something in our lives to make change. And as a tzibur, as a klal, there are things that we could look at ourselves and say there are changes that we have to make in our community. And there are changes we have to make. Every yochid, every individual knows inside himself what he has to do. This week's parasha is Parashas Pekudei, the culmination, the completion of the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'asu li mikdosh, v'shochanti b'soichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael to build a mikdosh. The Beis HaMikdosh and the Mishkan is the Mokom of Ashuas Ashchina. And the Gemara calls the Mikdash a Sukkah. The Mikdash is called a Sukkah. Arachamonu Yokim Lanues Sukkas David Anofales. We refer to the Beis HaMikdash as a Sukkah. The Goyin in Shir HaShirim explains that a Sukkah is there for tzeil, for protection. And the Beis HaMikdash is what protects Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael gets protected by the Shechina that's brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And says the Goyin, that achar ha-churban bizman hazeh, we have no more big mikdash. The Mishkan is not here. The bote knisiyos and the bote midrashos are our protection. We're protected by the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, which is a me'ein of the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. So if Klal Yisrael wants to be protected from tragedy, protected from all the dangers in the world, we have to be mechazek in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. Many of us heard Shmuz from Rav Yitzchok Sirotzkin, where he spoke about this inyan. 25 years ago, someone came to Rav Victor Miller who had a son who was sick, and the doctor says there's nothing they could do, there's no medical help for his condition. So he asked Rav Victor Miller, what can I do? What should I do? What should I be makabel on myself? And Rav Victor Miller told him, the shul that you daven in, the people there are not careful not to speak during davening. You should go to a different shul, and you should be makabel on yourself to be careful with the way that you daven. And the person did that. He left the shul. And he went to a different shul, and he was makbid not to talk during davening. And a few weeks later, they did another battery of tests on his son. And the doctors told him that the new tests show that whatever was there is gone. Disappeared. Just 2.5-3 years ago, if Sorotskin tells a maisa in the Chodesh El, there was a parent of a 17-year-old girl. And she wasn't feeling well, and they went from doctor to doctor to try to figure out what was wrong. Till finally they did some tests, and they found that in her liver, in three places in her liver, she had growths. And it was a terrible, terrible situation. The doctor said that they don't know if there's anything they could do to help her. And he walked out of the doctor's office and he was stunned. And he walked into his friend of his who was there in the waiting room. A friend from Eretz Yisrael. And he looked at him and he said, "What's wrong?" And he told him the entire story. He said, "My daughter is sick. Doctors don't know if there's anything they could do." And his friend told him a Maisa Noira, an unbelievable thing that happened to him. He said he was in Eretz Yisrael. And it was just a few weeks before his daughter's chasana. And he was davening in shul 2 weeks before his daughter's chasana. And he fainted in shul during davening. And they called Atzala, and Atzala was trying to revive him. And Atzala was working on him. And after a while, there was no pulse. And they said, "We're going to give up. There's nothing more to do." And one of his friends, who was on Atzala, who couldn't stand to see that his friend, what was happening to him, he got up and he made an announcement in shul. He said, "Rabboisai, can we all be makabel on ourselves not to talk during davening? Be makabel on ourselves to be makben on Kedushas Beis HaKnesses." And all the people there were makabel on themselves from that moment on to be extra careful with what was happening in their Beis HaKnesses. And he asked his friends, "I want you to try again to resuscitate him." And they worked on him again and they found a pulse. And they quickly put him in the ambulance, and on the way to the hospital, he lost the pulse. And now they were sure it was over. And they put the white sheet over him and they said, it's finished. But his friend wouldn't give up. He said, "Keep working on him." And the doctor said, "There's no point. So much damage already happened to him. There's no pulse. Nothing went into his body. Even if you revive him, there's too much damage happened." And his friend wouldn't give up. And he said, "In the schus of the tzibur, I want to keep working." And he revived him. And this friend standing there in the waiting room told him 2 weeks later, "I was dancing at my daughter's chasana." He said, "While it was happening, I'd see us neshama. I was there in the shul, and my neshama went up to Shemaim. And while they're working on me, I was standing in front of Bez Din Shamala, and it was time for din. And the malochim came out, and they said to him, 'You have never davened once in your life. Not only you, your entire shul never davened once in their life.'" He said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "You go to shul and you talk during davening. The entire davening, Shemaim wasn't mekabel because of you and people like you that are talking during davening. So the davening was not niskabel. Never." And he said, he begged in front of Kisei HaKovod, "I'll be makabel on myself never to talk again during davening. Can you give me one more chance?" And while he said that in Shemayim, his friends down there on the Oretz would be makabel on themselves never to talk during davening. And then that schus got back his pulse. And he came back. So this person standing there in the waiting room, his friend tells him, "Listen, I want you to be makabel never to talk during davening again. And I want you to tell all your friends, don't talk during davening. And try to be makbid on the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash." He said, "It's going to be very hard to ask my friends not to talk, but I'm going to do it. His daughter's very sick." So he did it. He went to his friends and he told them, "You know, I want you to try to do me a favor. Let's try to be makabel. My daughter's very sick. And I want that we should, and that's chus, she should have refuah shleima." And his daughter went into surgery. And as they were preparing for the surgery, he hears the doctor saying to the nurses, "There's nothing to do." And he's broken. Because he feels like the doctors gave up. And the doctor walks out and tells him, "You don't understand, there's nothing to do because there's nothing wrong. We did more tests and somehow those three growths are not there. They disappeared. And the doctor asked him, how did this happen? Told him he was makabel not to talk during davening. And that's chus. Rabbeisai, as a tzibur, as a klal, to be mechazek in the union of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, to be makbid, to understand, to be careful with the union of the Shechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the mokum of the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to try to be mechazek as a klal. This union that we have is for the men that come in, day out to the Beis Knesses. But the women that are here, and the women that are not, that couldn't come, there's a concept that the bias is also called the makom of the Shechina. Vasuli mikdosh v'shachanti b'soicha means in the batim, all the houses that we make. Every house itself is a makom of the Shechina. The miracles, the nisim that we saw in the base of mikdosh, sorry, Mena saw in her bias and her oil, because the bias is the makom of the Shechina. Lo karasi l'ishti ishti al ishti beisi, the woman is in charge of the bias. There should be Shechina in the bias. We have to make sure not to be merachik, the Shechina and the bias, not to be mezalzel in the Kedusha of our homes. What are we bringing into our homes? What are we doing in our homes? That is our challenge, to make sure that we can bring the Shechina here. This week's parasha is Parashas Pekudei. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. We have to be mechazek ourselves. And these in Yonim, as a tzibur, as a klal, the inyan of Kedusha is based on Knesset, based on Medrash. And the inyan of the Kedusha of our batim, of our homes. Every person knows what he should be doing. Rabbeisai, during Shalashudis, we were singing Yidid Nefesh. He's saying the words Kel no, Rifan no lo. And I couldn't help but think the beautiful little girl whose life is hanging in the balance. Should be zoicha to see os tischazek v'sisrape v'hoi salo simchas oilom. I want to thank Rabbi Yosef Elephant for coming here tonight. It's a very busy night and very difficult for him to be here. But on behalf of the Olam, I asked him to come and to give us words of guidance, words of inspiration. I thank him always for always helping the Tzibur to move us forward. Without further ado, Rabbi Yosef.
So Vova says, right at the beginning of Shar Bitochen, if a person doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beiteach Bezulasai, so he believes in something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umisha Beiteach Bezulas Hashem, and somebody who believes in something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meser HaLeikim Hashkochosa Me'olov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you believe in something else, you believe in another force. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take care of yourself. Umeiniach oisoi biyad misha botach olav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you don't believe in me, you believe in some other force, you believe in some other power, so let them take care of you. That's how the Chavis HaLavavis opens up the Shabri Tochen. Kosh Baruch Hu says that if you believe that there's another force out there in the world that can take care of you, money, COVID, power, relatives, connections, what type of family you come from, all the things that, all the crutches that people rely on. I come from such a family, so such a thing can't happen to me. I'm related to that guy, he'll take care of me. I have X amount of money, COVID, status, protection, friends. So Kosh Baruch Hu says, Vakasha. You want to take care of yourself, take care of yourself. You're taking care of Kosh Baruch Hu's a busy man. Kosh Baruch Hu says, you have who to take care of. It's a Mefurash Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim. The Ramban says a shocking zach. You know, we live in a door where everyone's looking for zgulas. Everyone's running around looking for a zgula, to here, to there. The pasuk says, it's one pasuk in the Torah. There's a pasuk in the Torah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's somebody who's going to daven to me, and I guarantee you I'm going to listen. Kol amona v'yosam loy ta'anun. Don't torture an amona and a yosam. Im ane ta'ane, if you're going to torture him, if you're going to hurt him, ki im tzoik yitzak elai, he's going to cry out to me. Shomoya eshma tzakosei. You hear a pasuk? Kosh Baruch Hu says that the amona and the yosim are going to call out to me. Shomoya eshma tzakosei. I'm going to hear his cry. I guarantee. A first pasuk. So a person says to himself, has no shaykhis to me. Amon is a nebuch. Yosim is a bigger nebuch. Kosh Baruch Hu takes care of the nebuchs. What does that have connection to us? Ramban says that's not the pshat. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu listen to the tzaaka of an Amon and Yosim? Why? Says the Ramban over here twice. Ki ani roye dimas ha'ashukim. Kosh Baruch Hu says, I see the tears of the oppressed. Asher ein lahem menachem. They have nobody to take care of them. Va'ani matzu kol adam yad chozakimenu. I save every person from somebody who's stronger than him. But why? V'chein ha'amona v'ayosam lo'isanu. Ki esh matzah kosam. I'm going to hear their cry. Why? But why? But why? But why? Says the Ramban, Shekol Eile Einom Beitchim Benafsham. All these people, they don't rely on themselves. The Amana doesn't have a husband, Nebuch. The Yosem doesn't have a Tata. The Ola Yaftichu. They're relying on me. That's all. Kosh Baruch Hu says, Noir Noir, yeah? Soik Yitzak Eilai. They're going to cry out to me. Shomoya eshma tzakosoi. I'm going to hear their cry. I'm going to answer them. Why? Einam boitchem benafshom. They don't rely on themselves. Olai yaftichu. They rely on me. Olai yaftichu. Kodesh Baruch Hu guarantees that when we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees that when we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he answers. A new school. A new Eitzah. Now this Eitzah is very, very difficult. Because we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu partially. We rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But we live in a world today particularly where everything has a cause and effect. If you do this and you go there and you talk to that guy and you know that guy, and you're born here, and you're born there, and you come there, you're taken care of. You're misodah. I talk to people. They don't realize how ridiculous they sound. They're taken care of. They're misodah. They say, Olai yaftichu. They rely on themselves. Kosh Baruch Hu says, you rely on yourself. Take care of yourself. That's when we end up in Auschwitz. Kosh Baruch Hu says, you're free from me, you're able to take care of yourself, you're able to die good for yourself. You're mesudar, like they say here locally. Vakasha. But the other side of the coin is the positive side of the coin. The positive side of the coin is that Kosh Baruch Hu says, Shekol Eila Einam Baitchim Benav. They have nothing to rely on. They have no infrastructure, they have no gishmak of family, they have no rich uncle. They're all alone. V'ola yaftichu Shamoya Eshmat Zakosim. I'm going to hear them. So we have a gewaldige avtocha of how our tefillahs could be heard. Everybody has what to daven for. Kolshkein that we're gathered together here tonight for a particular tzora. Kolshkein v'beng v'noi shakal v'chem. Richtig. But everybody here has what to daven for. But in the back of our minds, we rely on other things also. Because we want to hear the tefillahs, I'll do this. Because Baruch says, v'kasha. It's not a darg of Olai Yaftichu. Olai Yaftichu means that a person understands that there's nothing else besides the Baruch. There's nobody else. There's nobody else. There's any pull. There's nobody can do anything. There's no circumstances that can cause Olai Yaftichu only. I saw recently a Maisa that there's a 40th, I think the 40th, the 50th yard sale now of the Ptira of the Mashgiach of Katsu Levenstein. And he said of a Maisa that a Volbe, who was Mashgiach and Ber Yankiv, he went to, there's a Rebbe of his, of some sorts, and he wanted to go visit Reb Chatzko Levenstein. It was a big schlep. He took a few buses to Bnei Brak, back and forth. It took a few hours to get. He got there. He stood at the door. He came to the doorway of where the Mashgiach was sitting. And he turned to him and he said, Zog the Bokharim in Ber Yankiv that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Turned around and went back. 3 hours there, 3 hours back. What do you mean? Zog the Bokhrim, to have a Volbe, tell the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What does it mean, Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you're Chatzko. He told me a different Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Not the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that we pay lip service to. And not the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that we Yates design. Tell the Bokhrim that there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that he runs the world. That's Olai Yaftichu, that there's nothing else. It's brought down all the Sfarim that the Iker Ta'elis, if we call it that, or the Iker Tachlis of Tzoris in general, without getting into Tikkurim, the Rosh Hashiva spoke about what every person needs to fix. But the Iker Ta'elis is to remind us of the basic truth that we don't run the world. We think we run the world until we don't. And we don't run the world. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam runs the world. There's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam of the world. And because we live in a world that's become so high-tech and so interconnected of cause and effect that if you do this, automatically you get that result, is there's a hester upon him in the world that we forget that there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And even if we remember that there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but we rely on other crutches, we rely on other things. This nekuda that when a yid davens, there's an answer is not just in the context of an amana and a yosem in a time of tzara. It's a zach which is in the bria. There's another Ramban. I just want to say over today a few Rambans. There's another Ramban. The Ramban says in the whole dialogue of Moshe Rabbeinu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beginning of Parsha Shmois, Ma Shmoi, Vayomer Elokim HaMoshe, Ekya Asher Ekya, the whole Maso Matan. The Ramban says a Dov HaNoiru. Listen to this Ramban. It's a life-changing Ramban. Ramban's over here in the beginning of Parsha Shmois. Whole thing, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ma Shmoi, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lama Shatisha Lulashmi, why are you asking my name? B'chulu. Says the Ramban as follows. V'amru li Ma Shmoi, She'agidu lehem Hashem She'yoyiru ha'ro shleim ala metzias v'ashkocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiva, he says the Ramban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him back and said, Lama ze yishalu lishmi. Why are you asking my name? Which means you're looking for a gilu of Hashkochoso Yisbarach. You want to know how the world works. Ein lehem tzayrich l'raya acheres. You're looking for rayas that I exist. You're looking for rayas that I'm going to take care. You don't need a raya. Ki eye imoyim b'chol tzarosom. I'll be there whenever they have a tzara. Yikra uni, they'll call out to me. The enem, I'll answer them. What do you have to ask my name for? It's so simple. You don't need raiyus. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ki eye imon b'chol tzarosam. Is it tzara? I'm there. Yikra uni, call out to me. The enem, isn't the Raman says? V'hi haraya hagdela sheyesh alekim b'Yisrael kreivim elenu. Listen to this, Ramban. This is the biggest raya that Kosh Baruch Hu is close to us. What's the biggest raya? B'chol kareinu elof. Whenever we call out, he answers. Ramban says, the biggest raya of Hashkocha Protest. There's no bigger raya of Hashkocha Protest than that. Than the Almon and the Yosem. That the Almon and the Yosem, Allah Yavtichu, they call out, I'm going to hear them. And says the Rabban, what are you asking me kashas for? What do you need shmi? What do you need big zachin for? What do you need big dargas? What do you need big iluyim for? You're looking to know what? It's so simple. Call out to me. I'll answer you. But call out to me. We find another place. There's a famous Rabbi Yerucham in Parshas Beshalach. Rabbi Yerucham says, Pasuk says, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael senei v'nei Mitzrayim nosei achareihem v'yiru moed v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. Says Rashi, tofsu umnus avoysom. They cried out to Hashem. They did the craft. They did the skill. The umnus of the fathers. What was the craft of the fathers? Avram Davin, Yitzchok Davin, Yankiv Davin. So Klal Yisrael, when they were at Kriyas Yamsuf, tofsu umnus avoysom v'yitzaku, they called out. Asks Rabbi Yerucham, that actually doesn't make sense. When somebody has his back to the wall, Mitzrayim's on one side, and Yamsu's on the other side. That's tofsu umnus avoysom. You need to do it. Avram Yitzchak Yankiv did. If you scream, what are you supposed to do? Your choice. You're in an alleyway. On one side is Mitzrayim, the other side's the Yam. The ball game's over. Says Rashi, big dargis they got to. Vayitzaku, they daven like Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv. They tofsu umnus avoysom. Says Rabbi Yerucham, adov anoy. Yerucham says, and this is the heart of what we're talking about tonight. Says Rabbi Yerucham that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv, the Ovis, always davened like that. That's how the Ovis davened. The Ovis davened. They got up every morning. The sun was shining. The kids were healthy. Parnasa was good. Ruchnius was good. Gashim was good. Everybody was well. The Ovis felt that they were between the Yamsuf and they were between the Yam and Mitzrayim. The Ovis davened. They didn't rely on anything. They didn't rely on crutches, on outside things. They didn't rely on the fact that things were beseder. They knew that they were tolui, dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halei, Olai Yavtichu has two sides to it. Olai Yavtichu means I'm dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Yavtichu that the Ramban's talking about by the Yasson Dalmana is when a person realizes that he's dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Yerucham, Tofsu Omer Zavoysa means that Klal Yisrael by Yamsuf came for the first time to the dargo of Avram Yitzchak. Avram Yitzchak got davening like that every morning. They got shachas like that, mincha like that, ma'ariv like that. Desperate. What's going to be? I don't have anything. I'm dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have my back to the wall. By the way, does that mean a person has to live depressed? So a person walks around the whole day in crisis? No. Olai Yavtichu. I have nothing and I have everything. That's how a Yid lives. A Yid lives with his back to the wall. And he knows that he has a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's going to take. He has his back to the wall because he's dependent only on Kadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't have anything to rely on. We don't have what to rely on, but we have what to rely on. We have nothing. We have everything. And Tofsu Umnus Avoysa means, says Rabbi Yerucham, that Klal Yisrael came for the first time to that dargo of the Hargosha that we're stuck. It's out of our control. Nothing we could do. We thought we could. We can't. And that Hargosha of I don't have anything to rely on anymore. That's how the Ovis davened. The Ovis davened, says Rabbi Yerucham, that they don't have anything. So that's the darg of Allah Yavtichu. That's why Kosh Baruch Hu heard that tefillah. B'chlal. Emunah, in general, needs chizuk. And, unfortunately, most of us if life is good to us, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't press us to a wall, and we don't have our backs to the wall, so we live with the musago of Amuna that we got in pre-1A, first grade, second grade, third grade. Is Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world. But as life goes on, we develop dependencies. There are things that we rely on. Pliny, Almaini, this matziv, that matziv, this ishtadlus, that ishtadlus, over ishtadlus. And as time goes on, we pay lip service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aber Alay Yavtichu is an emotional zach. Alay Yavtichu means that I mamish have nothing else to rely on. And that's a tremendous lifelong avoida. That's an avoid of a whole life. Emunah needs constant chizik. I have a raya to that. I want to tell you a shocking Ramban. It's really two Rambans. We'll just say one of them. There was a Maisa I saw recently also. They brought down. It's a well-known Maisa, but they brought it down by the yard site of Chatzko Levenstein. It's a Maisa with Rav Shach. Rav Shach was sitting in the Beis Medrash of Ponovich when he said this. Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, he asks Akasha, how could there be a mitzvah saseh for Emunah? Although every person looks out the window and he sees the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you think? The world was created by itself. The trees, the plants, the birds, the animals, the human being with all its systems came by itself. He says the whole shtick of Torah there. And Chasid Levenstein had guts in front of Rav Shach in Ponovich. He said there's a new mechaber that came out with a sefer. And he asked such a kasha there. And he says, what do you mean? You look out the window and you know there's a Baruch Shem. But you don't rely on him, he said. You don't feel it. You don't live it. It's an intellectual idea. And the nafkamina is, when it comes to crisis, who do you turn to? Who do you rely on deep down? A person has to make a shtablis, go to doctors, go to a shtablis person, any area, but deep down, who are you relying on? And when a person checks himself deep down, he has to check. Who do you rely on? Is it Allah Yaftichu? You're relying on a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Emunah needs chizuk constantly. It's a zach that it's one of the things that the most, it's the air we breathe. It's the air we breathe. Without that, we don't have any Yiddishkeit. Tzadik b'munosa yichya. But on the other hand, we don't put work into it. I want to show you a very interesting Ramban. The Ramban says in Parsha Shmois, something which is not to be believed if you wouldn't write it. It says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu met up with Moshe for the first time, he sent him back to Paroi with three oisos. The three nisim. The matah turned into a snake, his hand turned mitzayra, and the water turned into dam. Fine. Before Moshe Rabbeinu went back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's try out the nisim. Let's give it a test drive. Vayomer hashlicheyu arzo. Let's do all three oisos now. Let's give it a test run. Says the Ramban over there, loy havin oisi. What's going on? Lama also ha oisos l'moshe. Why did he do the oisos for Moshe? Something strange. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't believe that Kosh Baruch was talking to him. Who do you think he was talking to? He was talking to Kosh Baruch. He knew that Kosh Baruch was talking to him. So what, they were trying out the stick to see if a kataka turned into a snake? Who didn't believe? Kosh Baruch believed, yeah? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't believe? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't believe that the stick could turn into a snake? Then Kosh wouldn't send him, trust me. So what, they had to have a test drive to see if a kataka could turn? There's a magician before a show checking to see if it, what's going on with it? The Ramban says, I don't know what's going on here. He told him, go to Paro and you'll do three oisos and you'll do it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't believe, he had to prove it to Moshe first. First, we have to prove it to Moshe. Moshe will do it over there, see that it happens. Moshe didn't want to go, and then he's not going. Says the Ramban. This Ramban gave me a lot of chizuk. The Ramban says, Afo pisho idioi, Hashem hagodol, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on a darug already. He knew the whole pnimius of the Bria. He knew already the Shem, which the world was created with. He knew everything. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was megalim everything. Says the Ramban, so he still wanted to show him, he still wanted to show him, b'chush, I can change the mitzias. L'man yischaze ka'inyin v'libay shal Moshe v'yeda be'emes. Moshe Rabbeinu needed a chizuk. It should be a chizuk to Moshe Rabbeinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change things. this Ramban is a big nechama for us. A lot of times when we see that our emunah is weakish, and it's certainly not at the dargo of Allah yaftichu, we get down on ourselves. We say, Yoshegetz. Emunah is not something that a person naturally has. A person naturally doesn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even Moshe Rabbeinu, on his dargo, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu already was migala to him, the Shem that was Nivra Olam, is L'man Yischazik Liboy Shal Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu needed Chizuk in Emunah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change everything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a tzara on the tzibur or on a yachid to remind us that we don't run the world. We think we do sometimes. We think we run the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't run the world, I do. That's the first thing. The second thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to recognize the fact that I could change the metzias. I could change the Metzias. No. I could change the Metzias. I could change reality. There's no reality, Bechal. Because Ein Od Mevada. There is no reality. But the tenai for that is that Olai Yaftichu. Is that you rely on Him. They rely on Him. Only. And our natural reaction to that rejects that. What do you mean, Olai Yaftichu? Rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, Olai Yaftichu. It means a person breaking himself and recognizing the fact that Olai Yaftichu, there's nobody else to rely on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world exclusively. And the Rabban said in Parashat Shmos that's Shmi, that's His name. And that's the biggest ois and the biggest raya to the Hashgachos Yisbarach. And the emes is that we have endless reminders of that. All the brachas that we make every day, all the tefillas that we daven, what are they all saying? They're all saying that you are the one who's reife, you are the one who gives das, you are the one who gives parnasa, you are the one who gives shema koleinu, you are the one. But only. Olai yaftichu. Do you rely on God? A person has to go back and check in himself in his dalet ames. What do you really rely on? What gives you a sense of security? The Amon and the Yosef have no sense of security, and therefore they have a sense of security. They're the only ones who listen. Yeah, the most insecure people in Klal Yisrael, they're the most secure. They're guaranteed. They have a blank check. Shomayish Masakosi. Because they're insecure and they're secure. And a person has to check himself in his own thing, his own Dalet Amos, not in public, not with anybody else. What gives us a sense, emotionally? What gives a sense of security? You're getting up in the world. What gives a sense of security? What makes you feel good about yourself? What do you rely on? Who do you rely on? What do you rely on? Do you rely on your family? Do you rely on your cover? Do you rely on your name? Do you rely on your successes? Do you rely on money? Do you rely on connections? Do you rely that yesterday was okay, so tomorrow's going to be okay also? What do you rely on? Yaftichu! What do you rely on? What's yours? Everyone needs a support system. What's your support system? If your support system is something else other than Akash Baruch says, so go to them. They'll take care of you. You rely on them. If you rely on them, let them take care of you. And this nikuda, this equation, is so ingrained in the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Shmi, this is my gilui in the world. You don't need anything more than that. You don't need to look for other rayas. This is the raya HaGdayla that I run the world. That if you really daven, and you really believe, and you really bate'echemi, Shomai Ashma, I'll hear you. I want to end off with two things. There's a shocking Rashi in Parsha Shoftim. Shocking Rashi, who says a tremendous chiddush. And it's something that I give chizuk to myself with when I need. Everybody needs chizuk. The pasuk says, Tomim tiye im Hashem Elokecha. Tomim tia. So what's the Pasuk Shat in the Pasuk? Tomim tia. Be Tomim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't play games.
Rashi says a different pshat in the pasuk. Zok Rashi. Rashi says like this. His alech imoy b'tmimus. Go with the tmimus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tzitzap eloy. Wait for him. Look for him. Look to him. V'al tachkar achar asidus. Don't make cheshbonos of the future. Ela kol ma sheyovo el alecha kabo b'tmimus. Says Rashi. V'oz then tiye imoy ulechalkoy. You'll be with him. Rashi saying a noyridik chiddush pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk says tomim tia im Hashem elokecha. Rashi says it means like this: tomim tia. Go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu the tmimus. Don't make chishbonis. Don't think what's going to be and how's it going to be. Just go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Titzap eloy. Wait for him. Rashi says im Hashem elokecha is the result. Va'oz tomim tia. If you'll be tomim im Hashem elokecha, then you're with Hashem. Says the Maral, who told Rashi that's the pshat in the pasuk. That's not the Pashup Shah in the Pasuk. The Pashup Shah in the Pasuk is Tomim Tia Im Hashem Alakecha. The Maral says, shocking that. Says the Maral in Gorariye, the words Im Hashem Alakecha is extra. Who are you supposed to be Tomim with? You're supposed to say Tomim Tia. Who are you going to be with? Your bank manager, you're going to be Tomim Tia. With your great uncle. Who are you going to be Tomim Tia with? Of course it's Im Hashem. What's Im Hashem Alakecha mean? The words are extra. That's what bothered Rashi. It was so Pashup to Rashi. It was more Pashup to Rashi than to us. That Tomim Tia means Hashem. So what's the Pasuk in on three words? Im Hashem Elokecha. Of course, Tomim Tia. With who? Said Rashi, the Pasuk means something else. Tomim Tia. Va'oz Tia Im Hashem. The result of Tmimus is your Chelko, you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're with him. The Chazon Ish writes in the Sefer Emunah Bitachon, Bitachon doesn't mean that I know that tomorrow it's going to be okay. That's not what Bitachon means. That's Ruach HaKodesh. If you have Ruach HaKodesh, Vakasha. The Chazon Ish says Bitachon means that I know that what happens now is no shaychus to tomorrow. Al Tzapa Chasidus, because the Rebbeinu runs the world. Ola Yiftichu. That's what Bitachon means. Bitachon means Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. We live in a world of cause and effect, that if things are going good, we take on they're going to be good. And Lahavdo, if things are going bad, we take on. It's going to be bad because that's where things are going. And no shaykh, I'll tap back. I see this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechadish the world every second from scratch. And mechadish betuvah b'chayim tam. There's a new bria. And this sick, unfortunate child, who everyone's davening for and yelling for and screaming for and begging for, the matzah that till now is no shaykh. What's going to be tomorrow? It's tomim tia. The girl's in critical condition. I have no shaykh b'chal. Olai Yaftichu. There's nothing else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish the world every second. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with the tmimus. The Chazon Ish says what happened now till now is no shaykh what's going to happen the next minute. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish and rejuvenates the world every second. And only him, nothing else. Nobody else has the courage to do that. And if a person lives with that hargosha, that what happened till now is no shaykh what's going to be tomorrow, both ways, by the way. When things are going good, don't rely on the fact that things are going good. Rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when things are going bad, has no shaykhs b'chal to tomorrow. Has no shaykhs b'chal. The fact that the child was in critical condition till now means nothing. Lagabi 5 minutes from now, she can pick herself off the bed or walk off. There's no meaning b'chal. You have to believe. It has to be Allah Yaftichu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no problem changing the beer. That's Shmi. That's his name in the world. You daven? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. So a person asking himself, why I daven? Every person has to check himself deep inside whether it's Allah Yaftichu. If it's Allah Yaftichu, if it's Tomim Tia. Period. Tom. Altachar achar sidus. We don't look at the future because the future is bidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu only. Then it's im Hashem alakach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us. That's why I end up with one hagrosha that the Rosh Hashiva said before. I only say it beremez. You know, we daven and we scream and we beg. And we're all going to try to move up a notch in Olai Avtichu. It's not all or nothing. We do rely on other things. That's the world we live in. And that's the Goyish HaShkafa, which has penetrated into our world very heavily. We live in a world of cause and effect. Every little bit that a person move up a notch in Olai Avtichu, or drop more, well, go home tonight after this kenes and take 5 minutes to think. Who do you rely on? What gives you a sense of security in your life? But there's one more thing.
There's one more tanai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear our tefillos. Rabbi Yochum writes, we just finished now five parshas of the Hakamas HaMishkan. And this I'm only going to say beremez, v'day l'chakim beremiza. We just finished now five weeks of the Hakamas HaMishkan. Rabbi Yochum says, why do we need 5 weeks to put up the Mishkan? It was a small building. Chazal called it a kitoin, a small chamber. So Rabbi Yochum says, so Rabbi Yochum brings a svarnoi. The svarnoi is in parashas Truma. V'chein tasu k'dei she'eshkoim b'soichichem l'daber imchem. Listen to this lashon of a rishon. L'kabel tefila v'avodas Yisrael. Make the Mishkan so there should be a place where I could hear your tefillas. Before the Egel, I didn't need a place to hear your tefillas. Tzvarna says, Rabbi Yochum explains, that before the Egel, the world wasn't contaminated by Chet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was everywhere. A person could get up in the middle of the street and daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard him. The Kabbal tefillas. After the Chet, the world was contaminated. Contaminated, like they had in Chernobyl, that a radioactive leak, contaminated. You can't be there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not there. So you have to create a place which is sterile, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Egel says this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can daven, you can scream, you can yell, he's there. He's listening, right there. Like I said, Im Hashem Aleichecha, he's there. After the Chet Egel, the world was contaminated. They needed to create a place which was sterile, a sterile laboratory where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can come in, Lekabel Tfilas Yisrael. And that's why it took five parshas to create such a place. And that's why it required Bitzalo ben Uri ben Chorashim Ali Adasu Chochim Utfuna, Bidasu Utfuna, that he was able to be Mitzarif Oisiois in a contaminated world to create a sterile place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will step foot there and then will be Mekabel Tfilas. That's a whole project. That's five parshas. That you need Bitzalo, who knows how to create the world. Every person sitting here, men, women, we all have what to daven for. I have yet to meet the person who doesn't have what to daven for. We all have what to daven for. The Svarna says that the tenai, in order that we should have what to daven, is, are we davening in a sterile place? Are our homes sterile? Are our batei midrashim sterile? The biggest threat to the world today and the penetration of the outside world is that there's no place anymore that's sterile. There's no place anymore, it's sterile. Everywhere became open. There's no boundaries anymore. There's no walls. And what took Bezalel, five parshas, and five times the Torah was chayzer, the Ramban says, to build a Mishkan, to create Epis Akitoin, a small sterile laboratory where HaKadosh Baruch Hu could hear Tefillah of Avodas Yisrael, is what's with us today. Is if we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hear our tefillas, we have to create a sterile place for Him to hear our tefillas. Whether it's our homes, whether it's our yeshivas, whether it's our shuls. Are our homes, our shuls, and our batei midrashim a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be? And then we're guaranteed lekabel tefillah v'avodas Yisrael. It's a ganz avoda. Kol shekein in our world today. Oh, but the Torah is nitzchias. The Torah is nitzchias. And the Torah says, ki tzorik yitzak elai Shemoya Eshma Tzakosoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that anybody who's Olai Yavtichu, and you daven in a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels comfortable, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to ask ourselves, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to be in our homes? Does he want to be in our Batei Midrashim? Is it a place which is contaminated, it's a place which is sterile? Is this a place where God wants to be? But if it's a place where He wants to be, and we rely on Him, Yavtichu, with a Tumim Tiyah, then we have a guarantee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hear our tefillas. And the Iker Zach Mikublanim Rabbi Seinu is to really believe that your tefillas could change things. The Gross kids were dead 3 weeks ago. They were poshit dead. They were dead. The night, I don't know if you spoke about it before I came. They were dead the night that they brought the kids into Schneider Hospital. One of the kids was dead again, the second time that day. They did a resuscitation for 45 minutes. The doctor said after 45 minutes, at kan, the kid's dead. And the father, the younger man from Yeshiva, said, my friends are davening in my Yeshiva, go, weiter. And this is the kid who went home last week. The kids were dead, they were dead a few times that day. And people tore Shemayim, because they relied, Olai Yavtichu,
And it's something that requires a deep change inside of us in all our marachas of life and everything we do, not just in davening. And then we know that Kosh Baruch Hu says, Zeh Shmi L'Olam, Kosh Baruch Hu hear our tefillis and our tzaakas and send the refuah shleima b'frat u'b'chal b'soich shachol Yisrael.
I know we said a lot of Tehillim, but after the inspiring words from Rabbi Elephant, I think that hopefully we could say Tehillim with a little bit more feeling. So if we could just say a few more kapitlach.
Shir amalo, ismi mamakim, kirosi
shir amalo.